In this course, you will study the science of physics, which is often referred to as the fundamental science. Why is it called that? Well, as Ernest Rutherford, pictured below, once said, all science is either physics or stamp collecting. What he meant was quite simple. In principle, all fields of science can be reduced to physics. Since physics attempts to understand in detail how everything in the universe interacts with everything else, any phenomenon in nature is controlled by the laws of physics. If Rutherford's statement is true, why do we have other fields of science? Why doesn't everyone just study physics? Well, this is what the stamp-collecting part of Rutherford's quote means. Even though the laws of physics apply to all fields of science, there are many, many aspects of nature that are simply too complex to explain in terms of physics. For example, even the simplest life form in the universe is incredibly complicated. A single-celled creature, such as an amoeba, has hundreds of thousands of processes that work together to keep it alive. It is simply too complicated to explain each of these processes and how they interact in detail. As a result, the science of biology simply collects all of the facts related to how an amoeba functions, much like a stamp collector collects stamps. In other words, although the underlying principles which control all of the processes that occur in an amoeba obey the laws of physics, the specifics of how they function and interact are far too complex to understand in detail. As a result, the science of biology collects the facts that we know about an amoeba and tries to draw conclusions from those facts. If, at some point in the future, humankind has the ability to explain such complex systems in terms of physics, the science of biology may not be necessary, because physics may be able to explain everything regarding living systems. Thus, physics is called the fundamental science because it forms the basis of all other fields of science.